Welcome to Picton's podcast. Tonight we're talking about lucid dreams and hypnagogia, quite an appropriate duo of topics for a night broadcast. Although you may be listening to this during the daytime, don't worry about it. Let's start with lucid dreaming. It's quite possible to control your dreams. I have, as an experimenting onironaut, that's not something rude, and not for anything naughty, of course. Why, that possibility only occurred to me whilst speaking just now. Perhaps you've experienced this spontaneously already, and known, or perhaps not known, what was happening. There are techniques to provoke this phenomenon, natural, psychological, and with stimulant herbs and drugs. Many people keep a dream diary to help them focus on dreams, or give themselves reality checks throughout the day in various ways as to whether they are dreaming or awake, to increase the possibility of this tendency at night. Some find a specific mantra useful. WBTB, Wake Back to Bed, has a few variations and is effective. If you've slept in and pressed the snooze button a lot, haven't we all? You may have found dreams more vivid and memorable in the morning, or even become lucid. With this very successful technique, wake with an alarm at 3 a.m. Consider popping an alpha GPC, aka alpha glycerol phosphorylcholine, available from Amazon, and stay awake for an hour, keeping your mind active, ideally thinking about lucid dreaming, recent dreams, or reading books or blogs about it. You'll be much more likely to have lucid dreams when you go back to sleep. I also have an old school Nova Dreamer REM detecting lucid dream mask bought from eBay from an interesting character from the USA 11 years ago. Hi, if you're listening. One accidental formula for lucid dreaming was like so. Not comparing myself to pioneers like Alexander Fleming, but feel free if you want to after this. But funny how many things are discovered by accident. Knowing humans, maybe not. I went to bed pretty early, 9:30 to 10 p.m. and not unusually then woke at 3 a.m. That magical time puts me in mind of I had earlier been burning first a violet candle aligned to the Sahasra crown chakra, and then some celestial incense from Sai Baba's people, which may or may not have been a factor. My punk son was still up at that time and challenged me to some WWE 13 or whatever, PlayStation Wrestling. Not the most fun thing at the best of times, but with a twinge of fatherly conscience, I went with it and promptly opened a six-pack of whoop-ass on him. My conscience does not stretch so far as letting him win. Thinking back, playing computer or console games, especially first person, is known to trigger lucid dreaming. This game wasn't quite that, but the same ballpark or wrestling stadium. I went back to bed, maybe with a bit of astral rope practice, not thinking about dreaming at all, but unwittingly having created the best conditions. I then had the best controllable and vivid lucid dreams of my sleeping life, with full consciousness during them and clear memory afterwards. Just goes to show what you can do when you don't try. I recently finished reading David J. Brown's excellent Dreaming Wide Awake, Lucid Dreaming, Shamanic Healing and Psychedelics, and its comprehensiveness and David's candor set me back off on several old trains of thought and a few new ones too. DMT, aka N,N-dimethyltryptamine, star of the movie The Spirit Molecule, is a fascinating brain chemical found all throughout nature, to the extent it's found in traces in orange juice, but more importantly produced by the mysterious human pineal gland, the seat of the soul to Descartes, in the absolute centre of the brain, esoterically symbolised by a pine cone and producer also of serotonin, the happy chemical, and melatonin, sleep chemical. DMT surges at the mysterious time of 3 a.m. when many of us are roused from sleep, a sign of enlightenedness, or at least awakenedness, and perhaps all of us did in past generations, when there were two sleeps, also known as segmented sleep, with a gap in between, and lucid dreaming may have come more naturally. The idea that the changes in the usual activity and interaction of the creative right brain and analytical left brain may be detectable during a lucid dream is of interest The methods of induction of lucid dreams were also thoroughly discussed. The REM dreamer sleep mask was highly rated, whether working directly or more through expectation effect, and made me again want to literally dust off my similar Nova dreamer. Good effects were also had with substances such as Mucuna pruriens velvet bean, which is quite readily legally available. I discovered three new lucid dreaming themed movies to watch now too, The Good Night, Paprika and Waking Life. What a great book with quite a few naughty stories. I would still maintain waking up at 3 a.m, staying up for an hour and going back to sleep is the best and cheapest way to wake up within your dreams and to be able to control them, aka lucid dreaming, as per Inception and Vanilla Sky movies. But if you prefer a little more detail and or variety, check out some of these books. The authors themselves are often accessible and approachable on Facebook too. Nick Barrett, Spirit Guided Lucid Dreaming. Robert Wagoner and Caroline McCready, Lucid Dreaming, Plain and Simple, Tips and Techniques for Insight, Creativity and Personal Growth. Dr. Rory McSweeney, The Paradox of Lucid Dreaming, A Metaphysical Theory of Mind. Stephen LaBerge, Lucid Dreaming, A Concise Guide to Awakening Your Dreams and in Your Life. Robert Moss, Active Dreaming, Journeying Beyond Self-Limitation to a Life of Wild Freedom. Charlie Morley, Dreams of Awakening, Lucid Dreaming and Mindfulness of Dream and Sleep. Ryan Hurd, Dream Like a Boss, Sleep Better, Dream More, and Wake Up to What Matters Most. Daniel Love, Are You Dreaming? Exploring Lucid Dreams, A Comprehensive Guide. Thomas Ushak, Advanced Lucid Dreaming, The Power of Supplement. Agogia is a borderland wake-sleep state we experience between consciousness and sleep. It is a brief state of transitional consciousness lasting a minute or two that many creative people throughout history, such as Thomas Edison, Isaac Newton, Nikola Tesla, Aristotle, Beethoven, Richard Wagner, and Salvador Dali have utilized to tap into creative ideas, insights, and solutions. Edison would sit in a chair with a metal ball bearing in each hand above metal saucers on the floor. As he dozed off, the balls would drop, don't be rude now, into the saucer and startle him, awake sometimes with a new idea or solution to a problem he was wrestling with. Salvador Dali called hypnagogia the slumber with a key that inspired some of his paintings. Don't let that put you off. The multi-clock one was nice. August, flavour of the month, Kekulé, realised the structure of benzene was a closed ring, while half asleep in front of a fire and seeing molecules forming into snakes, one of which grabbed its tail in its mouth, Ouroboros style. Alpha, relaxed awake brainwaves, and theta, restorative sleep brainwaves, don't occur at the same time, except for a minute or two during hypnagogic transition. The state also reduces activity in the prefrontal cortex of the brain, which is involved in planning, decision-making, and social behaviour. Unlike during REM sleep, you are conscious enough to be partially aware of what's going on. However, ideas are soon forgotten once sleep occurs. During hypnagogia, the mind is cycling through ideas, thoughts, memories, and emotions. We experience dreamlike visions, sounds, tactile senses, flashes of colour, insights, sensations, hyperdefinition of visual imagery, and moving scenery. Hypnagogia can generate creative insights and aha movements during its short path to the subconscious intuitive mind. Not Morton Harkett, ladies, be sensible. For a brief time, a free flow of ideas, associations and sometimes solutions appear, but are sadly forgotten once deep sleep sets in. There is an app, of course, which may help, the Edison Hypnagogia Idea app. It's simple and customizable to take full advantage of this brief transition from consciousness. You simply launch the app, tap begin, stand the device upright on the mattress by gently gripping with fingertips tilted slightly away so the device will fall flat and trigger the timer as you fall asleep. When you see the prompt, what's your idea, you have the option to type, voice record or speak to text to record your idea. Tomorrow morning you will receive a notification to check last night's idea. It's that simple and customizable. You can choose between a 1 second and 7 minute hypnagogia notification window. The default 90 seconds is recommended for beginners. It takes a few nights to get the hang of it because your brain is trying not to drop your device. Soon you'll learn that's the whole point and you will relax and fall asleep naturally. Keep in mind, as you are alerted awake, you sometimes think that was the dumbest idea I've ever had. Record the idea anyway for practice and a good laugh to share with your friends. Sometimes you'll say, that idea is pure genius. Why didn't I think of that? Well, you just did. Ideas and insights generated don't always work in the real world, but sometimes they do. And if you're an artist looking for ideas, the mind is the limit. I wonder, though, is there a control mechanism where the mind does not want us to dwell in this stage and see the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain and will trick us and rush us through it and make sure we forget our dreams on waking and make my Nova dream and lucid dreaming mask mysteriously come off and makes us forget our past lives? Is the hypnagogic state the battlefield where we can find our freedom from the Wheel of Karma and the Black Iron Prison? Goodbye. Until next time.